Welcome back, everybody, to the Schmoke Show.
Schmoke Show.
This is episode 3. I'm your host, Cody Ray, and this is your boy,
Fairy Fucking Tail.
Oh, baby, and we're back.
We're back, and we are wet.
Wet, dude. You know what else is going to be wet? The mouthpiece of this
mouthpiece.
Bong. Mouthpiece of this
the
bong.
The mouthpiece of that bong?
Yeah. I went up and got a fresh batch. Dude, guess what this one's called?
What?
Han Solo Burger.
Oh, shit. You went up to the dispo?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was a shaky ride. I got my car fixed that day, but I need new tires, and they just, like, rotated the tires, so it, like, made it shake more.
Oh,
so
shit.
I was, like, sketchy. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to die on the way there. But secure the bag.
Secure the bag.
Solo Burger.
Damn,
maybe.
I would have sent you some bread, man.
It was just, like, a last minute.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I got
that's
off
all
work,
right.
And I'm like,
because I just recently, like, I haven't been since November, because I stocked up in November the last time, and I just,
holy fuck,
and I just got my last, I just, like, put my last card on, bro, like, this past weekend, I would say Saturday was, Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, but you smoke mostly cards, though.
Yeah.
I smoke mostly, well, actually, I smoke all flower.
But I got
pick up a couple ounces
but
and try
15
to make
carts from November till now. I'm on 4. Yeah, dude. What's the math on that? I'm not a math guy. So how many? November, December, January, February, March. And it's April now, right?
Whew, yeah.
April.
That tastes good.
So it's like it? So like 15 divided by 4. I'm trying to say how many carts I've smoked.
It's 4 3/4.
three and three quarters,
my bad.
So, like, damn, I've smoked like 3 carts a month the past 3 months.
Damn.
Is that
see like 10 days a cart? That's pretty good.
Is that good? Okay.
If that's all I was smoking, mine lasts like a day and a half probably.
Oh, no shit. Damn, so I see you were toking the bong today. This is a toker's choice. Actually from when On Tap was here. Shout out On Tap.
What? I thought those were all gone, dude.
Bro, so when...
Is this the last one?
This is the last one.
Unless On Tap can prove otherwise. This is the last one from that weekend.
Yeah.
The lone survivor.
Because we're house sitting for Taylor's parents this weekend. And so I grabbed my... I use my On Tap like bag they gave us. I use that for everything.
Fuck yeah.
So I fucking was throwing my clothes in there and I heard some rattling. Like, from prior stays and stuff, I just never looked. And I'm like, I picked it up. I'm like, yo, it's a fucking little, like, you know, one, you know, like a joint. So I shook the little carton, and I'm like, there's something in it. And I was like, please don't be a joint. Not a joint, but like a roach. Because I do that to myself sometimes. Like, if I have these, I'll put the roach in it. And, like, I'll completely fuck myself for later. But no, I was like, sweet, it's open. And so what I brought for us today, it's actually yours, technically. You gave it to me, but it's a straw pecana.
Straw pecana, baby.
Straw pecana, terp-infused.
Terp-infused.
Ooh, what do we got this? Oh, yeah.
Those were really good, too. They tasted really good.
Yeah, I liked
good.
It, dude. So I'm going to spark this up. Oh, yeah, you have the lighter.
Fuego.
Hell, yeah, and you can... You want to roll with something while I get this bad boy going for us?
Yeah, speaking of tricking yourself, have you ever, like, when I used to roll blunts all the time, and Polar Pops were very popular when I was getting stoned all the time. Well, I still do, but I just stopped drinking Polar Pops. But we would gut the Rillos into the Polar Pop thing, and I would put the lid on, and I would forget. And I would have multiple Polar Pop cups, and one time I drank the wrong one, dude.
Bro,
tastes like
I think just like this past weekend, like, or not this past, like, very recently in the studio, like this studio, you guys watched me drink like my ash fucking cup.
I think that was last week,
the week before,
or something,
because
like that.
I had you get my Gatorade out of my car.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I brought the wrong one in, bro. Because I can't be doing that. I drank my fucking ash Gatorade,
yes, dude. And it was what the fuck was the flavor? It was like that teal colored.
Mine was that Riptide Rush.
Tropical Fusion or whatever. So it was like very strong tasting.
Oh.
And I already didn't like that flavor a lot. And that killed it for me, dude. I couldn't smoke that anymore. I almost threw up.
Are you one of them guys?
I took a big drink of just
Oh,
just cigar guts, dude.
Oh my God. I've never drank cigar guts because I've always just emptied it out in like a clear bottle. I don't know, just because I always liked seeing how full I can get the bottle. I once
it was like, just whatever was available, cans, fucking bottles.
Yeah, that's how it is anymore cups. Now. But
I don't even roll blunts anymore. I can't remember last time I smoked a blunt, actually.
I gave you a blunt on your birthday.
One. Yeah, yeah.
But what was I going to say? Are you one of them guys that if you were to smoke a blunt and like your homeboy pulls up with a certain wrap, you're like, I can't smoke that. Like, fuck, get that wrap out of here, whatever. For real?
No. I'm not picky.
I'm not either, bro, but I know some people that are like that. Like, I've gotten some shit thrown at me, bro, for bringing swishers to the sesh.
I think the only time I've really been like, no, is like if I'm sick and I don't want to get other people sick. Oh, I used to not really care about that, but like now that I'm older, people, I like fucking realize people go to work, people got kids, so I'm like, oh, I'm cool, just fucking enjoy. But yeah. No, I'm not picky on that.
I think that still got a couple birds on it. You fucking, no, bro, I fucking love that spot, bro. We just fucking do a little smoke show. We get a little toasty and shit.
We chilling.
We big chilling. Oh, fuck. We were talking about, before that, like the raps and shit. What were we talking about before that?
What was the first raps that you started smoking?
Oh, that's a really good one, bro. So I started, honestly, the first time I ever rolled a blunt was with a swisher. Was with a swisher because I got a lot of advice from my barber at the time. That they were the easiest to roll, only just because they stuck a lot easier than a lot of other stuff. So they're good for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me like his whole process of doing it because I was like, yo, you know, I want to smoke and shit, but I just don't know how to roll. You know, I have bud. And he was like, I'll teach you, dude. He's like, we'll go out here in my, you know, get a little thing going. And that was the worst mistake, was learning to roll. Because then I turn into a huge pothead.
Yeah.
I used to ask the dealer, like, when I would buy shit. I'd be like, yo, I'll throw you, like, $3 extra if you roll them for me. Like, just because I couldn't roll.
I think we used to do that, too.
I'd be like,
The first time I ever, like, rolled a joint, I looked it up on YouTube. And it was a Wiz Khalifa tutorial on how to roll a joint. And out of me and my... couple friends, I was the one that actually got one.
I learned to roll a joint by my old boss who had one arm. I learned to roll a joint by a guy that had one arm.
Yeah.
With a dollar bill. And it is the cleanest joint every time, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I see people roll their backwoods with the backwoods packet and shit.
I've never seen any of that, but... I think first I ever learned to roll blunts was... I think the swishers, and then we found these things, the Royal Blunt Wraps. Have you seen those? Yep. You know what I'm talking about? They're like paper cigar wraps, kind of.
Yeah.
We would roll those because we could roll them super fat. They had the zigzag ones, too.
Yeah, dude, and there's nothing in it. Yeah, and it comes
with
like...
Then we went back to the swishers after that.
I used to get them...
I think mainly always smoked with swishers.
I used to get them zigzag wraps a lot.
I never rolled a...
backwood?
Never rolled a backwood.
I used to try, and I mean, they would roll, but they were shitty. I was like... And plus, you got to have a lot of weed for backwoods. In my opinion, I think you have to, or it's a waste. Just because the wraps itself are expensive.
They're huge.
They're huge. So I'm like, you might as well fucking
I've smoked them, but like I've never rolled one. Garcia Vegas.
What are them?
They're like the same size as a swisher, but they're like a leafy kind of.
I gotcha. Games are probably my favorite wraps.
White Owls.
I liked White Owls.
What was the other one? There was another one that had a really good. It was like a fruit punch.
Fuck.
Jackpots?
I don't know.
Ever smoked those?
Mm-mm.
Get them 3 in a pack.
Man, games, bro. Games are like... I would have to say game wraps are probably my favorite wraps, bro. Like, my brother put me on them because he was the one that like got me smoked. Well, I was smoking, but then he like got me smoking because that was like, what? Huh? Whose? It's not even going? Oh.
Am I not talking loud enough? I'm trying at this point. I don't know.
You're trying to just pick it up a little bit more. You know, it'll be straight. Just like pick it, raise it up more. That way you don't have to squat down to.
I just need to, I don't know. I need to work on my vocals. My voice isn't deep enough. I sound like I'm always got like a dick in my mouth or something. I think it's because I smoke too much cigarettes and drink too much Mountain Dew.
Well, that,
so my voice is like sticky.
That
sounding.
Area right there, bro, your voice is like protruding perfectly into the mic. Like right there is perfect.
Right here?
Yeah, that's perfect. Like just talk into it. But no, Game Raps, bro, best raps in my opinion, only just because I liked how fat you could roll them. And the flavor in some of them. A lot of people, bro, I used to get so much shit for Blue Games.
I don't know if I mean, I'm sure I've smoked them, but I don't know if I've rolled them.
Well, no, I used to get shit because they smell like maple syrup or something like that. You know what I'm saying? They have like a weird smell to them. I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. I like it, bro.
I like the chocolate Swishers. And they would always have the seasonal ones.
I don't see, bro, when I would get Swishers, I always got just like the diamond Swishers, the diamond pack. That was always just, I was like, just diamond Swishers, please.
They had Wild Rush for a while. Those were good.
Man, I was always basic. I'd always be like, pack a
Once
blue
the
game.
Weed got good and tasted better, then I stopped buying the flavored.
Yeah, you didn't have
wraps.
To really, yeah.
You didn't have to like cover it up, yeah.
I'm going to say, well, I didn't start smoking in the era where it was like bad weed. It was already pretty decent. So that's where I'm like,
kind of switched over for me. Like when I was in high school, it was bad, but like towards the end, like right when I graduated, it all became pretty good.
Honestly, yeah, bro. I'm just like waiting for these dispos to start like the recreational ones to start popping up in Ohio. It's just annoying. I don't want to go to Michigan, but I think I'm gonna have to make one more Michigan run.
I'll go with you.
Really?
The one I went to is pretty nice. It was closer. I keep finding them closer and closer to the border. But this one was, I think it was a medical one at first.
Oh, medical gone wreck?
Yeah. It was really nice in there, but they didn't have like the banging ass deals. They did have like some, but like you couldn't get the couple ounces. And their house grown weed was really fucking nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the cart deals, bro. Only just because
I didn't really check on those, actually.
I get 15 of them for 100. After tax is like 115, basically.
So and like, they already include tax in with their price.
Oh, at that place?
Fuck yeah, dude. I was like, you guys fucking made my day so much easier.
No shit?
Fuck yeah, dude. It was nice.
Damn. What was it called? Shout them out.
Oh, I can't even remember. Hold on. Let me look it up.
So do you not know where you're going? Like when you go, you just like, I'm going to go to Michigan and wherever I find it, that's where I'm going to go?
No, I'll look a spot up first before I go.
Huh. And then you just go based off of the deals or whatever? You just look on weed maps or whatever?
Pretty much I just go to what's closest.
And like
Green Labs Provision, now Rec and Med.
How far is that from here?
56 minutes.
Holy shit, under an hour. Holy shit. That's pretty solid, bro.
I literally just like hopped off the highway and it was pretty much right there, kind of.
Damn, so what, you were on 75 for like
on
30
minutes? Luna Pier.
Oh, Luna Pier? That's like right in Michigan. Like.
Yeah, like I was on the highway. I was on 75 for 6 minutes, maybe.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I need to fucking hit this place. Did they just go? Oh, you said they just went wreck, though.
Mm-hmm. But their house-grown weed was really nice. I got they had like their cannabis cup winner was called Mr. Queen. I got some of that. It was pretty fire.
Oh, pretty fire?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What you got? What'd you say you got in that bong?
Han Solo Burger.
Han Solo Burger. I want to know where they come up with these names.
Dude, you don't know what that name is from?
Uh-uh.
It's from a movie.
What movie?
The Adam Sandler movie, That's My Boy. That's what he named his son.
That's My Boy?
That's what he named his son, Han Solo, and his last name is Burger.
Hold up. With Andy Samberg in it?
Yes.
Oh, my
Remember
God.
Remember the one where he knocked up his teacher when he was in fucking middle school?
I think so. I think
and he got
I
real famous.
I think I remember that.
And his
movie.
Dad, like, and then he like disowned his dad.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. Then his, and then he like shows up to his wedding.
Yeah, because he's marrying some rich people or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Han Solo Burger.
Han Solo Burger. I love that name. What would you name a weed or a strain? What would your strain be?
Pelican Pucker Fucker.
Pelican Pucker Fucker. Would it be a hybrid indica? Sativa.
I would want it to be an indica.
An indica?
Nice, chill, fucking.
Really?
Yeah.
I would want mine to be the gushy, moist, gushy, gushy, or moist, gushy, gushers. Something like that. Let me get an ounce of that moist, gushy, gushers.
Can I get an ounce of the, call it moist towelette?
The moist towelette, bro. And then it'd be a, that would be a sativa. The gushers one would be a hybrid. Hybrid sativa dominant, and then my indica one. That one would be like, I would just name it Cody Ray. I'm like, can I get an ounce of Cody Ray? Well, what's your deal? You got that eighth special on the Cody Ray.
It impairs your vision dramatically.
And dude, I already see the logo right now. It's just like the outline of your face just in black with like,
I want to, dude, that'd be awesome to get like branded up with some weed company.
I would love it.
Get our own like weed strand or something. Like,
I want something, bro. Why don't we just get like a sponsorship now that it's legal in Ohio? Just,
yeah.
Like, to promote it.
I'll look into that and see how you can. Cause there's a lot of different brands out there.
Right. Well, and I'm just like, bro, like, it's gonna become legal. Like, let us help you push your brand.
We can do it, man.
We can do it. We can do it. You know what I'm saying?
We can smoke it, and we can promote it.
We will smoke it, promote it, and then like we'll roll it, smoke it, and promote it.
Welcome. We will smoke it a little bit
over here on the smoke show. There you go. Over here on the smoke show.
What else we got for the people, dude? What else we got?
I
fucking burned my hand at work today, bro.
You did?
Grabbed a hot pan.
Why?
I forgot.
You forgot it was hot?
Like, I had a towel in my hand when I picked the pan up.
Thinking it was
out of the oven. No. Like you usually do to take it out of the oven. Like,
why don't you just use an oven mitt?
Because it takes too long. You just wrap a towel around it, you know what I mean? Grab it, put it on the table, and then I set it down, and I set the towel down, and I forgot that I set the towel down, and I went to grab it again.
Oh, man, you burnt the fuck out your hand then.
Yeah, it didn't blister up, but it feels pretty rough.
Feels like it's going to hurt in the morning?
Yeah, it's tight, and it, like, just a little painful.
I woke up, and my neck, bro, I couldn't even, like, my neck hurts from, like, the top of, like, over, like, by my ear, all the way down into, like, my trap. Like, just that whole side. Like, it hurts to, like, rotate my neck this way.
You sleep on it wrong?
That's what I think, bro.
Man, that's the worst.
It sucks. I hate...
Do you want that?
No. I used to never, like, you know, have that shit happen to me when I was younger. Like, I would sleep like an angel every night, it seemed like.
Dude, I wake up sore every day.
I wake up hurting, and I'm like, I just sat around yesterday.
And then I'll rip my bone a couple times and forget about
it. I swear, and then I'm like, all right, all better.
Yup.
I'm going to ask you a question, Cody, then we'll fucking jump out of here for these people.
Lay it on me.
Dinner date. You have to go. You're showing up, dressed to the nines, going to a nice fancy steakhouse, you know. Bill Cosby or dinner with Diddy.
First off, you say dinner date. Is it like a... Like, we're just going out to dinner, or is it like I'm trying to date Bill Cosby?
No, it's like you're going there because you want something, like an opportunity, and they can give it to you. You know what I'm saying? So you're going there to, like, sell yourself without selling yourself. You know what I'm saying?
So pretty much you're saying I have to sleep with one of them.
No, you don't have, like, you're going there to sell yourself, like, not sleep, like, promote yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay. I thought you meant, like, sell my butthole.
No, but I mean, if it came down to it,
I don't think I would want it bad enough to sell my butthole to either of them.
If
but.
You're going to dinner with Diddy or Bill Cosby,
like, which one, or are you asking which one would be a better time? to like hang out with at dinner?
I would say which one would be a better gentleman? And you know, like, is he gonna pay for the meal? I guess I would fall under gentleman. And yeah, I guess like connection wise, they can get you.
I just
with.
Don't like the fact that you're trying to make it seem like I'm getting seduced by one of them.
What's gonna happen because of who they are? But you know, who would you feel least uncomfortable going to dinner with then?
Probably Bill Cosby.
So you'd go to dinner with Diddy?
No, I would feel. Oh, I would go to dinner with Cosby.
With him?
Yeah.
Till you gotta like go pee, get up. Drink.
And then I'd get like, a new drink on the way back from the bar.
Ah, that's a player move. That I think
finish my drink before I go to the bathroom.
I was definitely gonna pick Bill as well, only just because Diddy'd have too many dudes. So like somebody, if I were to go to the bathroom, there's gonna be somebody in there holding it for me. You know, I'm not gonna be doing anything. And yeah, definitely Bill Cosby.
And Bill's funny, dude.
I know.
Bill Cosby would be funny. I feel like Diddy would just be like...
I'd be like, let me hear Puddin' Pop once. Puddin' Pop. Call me your Puddin' Pop just one time.
Diddy already knows what he's getting, so he doesn't really care. He's like...
Eat that steak,
he's
bitch.
Just like, yeah. He's just like...
You like them mashed potatoes, motherfucker?
real aggressive with it.
That shit's fucking tight, huh?
Yeah, you better get your energy now.
You better get that shit. You don't need it. Nah, but this is a smoke show, guys. You know, we're going to give it to you every week.
Every
rough or soft,
week.
We're going to do it, baby.
Yeah, it was a bit soft this week.
Yeah, just a little softer.
You never know. Next week, we might come back.
Thank
we might
you
come back with some real hard stuff.
To the motherfucking smoke show.
Smoke show.
Come back next week, y'all. Peace.
Bye-bye.